Je hebt wel al gehoord van de Spot on Denmark in de Ancienne Belgique. Spot on Denmark is een behoorlijk omslachtig initiatief dat veel landen betrekt. En Christian Halt-Bühl kan ons uitleggen hoe dat allemaal in zijn werk gaat. Christian, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to FM World. Christian, Spot on Denmark is known because then for some time in the Ancienne Belgique we have concerts from Danish bands. But what is behind it? Because there's many countries involved, isn't there?
Yeah, basically it's like a traveling mini version of our main festival, which is the Spot Festival in Aarhus in Denmark, which presents about 120 primarily Scandinavian and Danish bands every year, and
has done
so for 16 years. And we basically invite juries from different European countries like Belgium or Germany or Austria and Switzerland. And these juries consist of radio people and newspaper journalists from culture, of course, but also some music industry people like booking agents and venues and so on forth.
And they come and discover these bands?
Yeah, they come and discover, and then they actually book the Spot on Denmark lineup for their own country.
Oh yeah, they make their own choice.
Exactly. We don't tell them which Danish bands you should have at your mini version of Spot, but we actually let them say this would be cool, this would be the right version of Spot for Belgium in this case.
Er is al sinds 16 jaar een Spot festival in Denemarken zelf, met dit jaar zo'n 120 Deense bands die aantreden, en tegelijk worden ook internationale gasten uitgenodigd uit België bijvoorbeeld, journalisten en mensen die veel met muziek te maken hebben, en die kunnen dan hun selectie maken, hun Spot on Denmark maken. En dat is in België ook gebeurd. Two of the bands are quite nice to listen to. I guess all of the bands are nice to listen to. But we chose Efterklang here in Belgium. Yeah. Why do you think Abbey chose this?
I think that now this is the fourth year that we're coming to Belgium, so of course I'm going to be generalizing now, but if I generalize about the Belgian music taste, there is a clear focus on music that dares to be a bit introverted and that dares to be a bit reflective, and I think that the bands that we have on in Belgium compared to other countries are usually bands that are really artists. I mean, I think Belgium appreciates artists that create unique expressions and maybe also challenging expressions. And Efterklang is a good example of such a band.
Er zijn verschillende keuzes. Elk land maakt zijn eigen keuze. Wat hij merkte, Christian, van de Belgische keuze, is dat het Belgische publiek en Belgische organisatoren wel houden van artiesten. Dus echte artiesten op het podium. En dat het al is wat experimenteel mag zijn. Of toch uniek, dat er een soort artistieke zoektocht in de muziek herkenbaar mag zijn. En dat is het geval van Efterklang. Does it mean anything?
Yeah, efter means after, and and klang is klang, as in Nederlands.
So my mistake wasn't really a mistake.
No, not at all.
Efter klang in het Nederlands zou dat naklank zijn. We gaan eens luisteren naar een nummer van Efterklang.